when I hired someone, I never hire anybody for a job. I always hired somebody for a career. That's a big, big difference. Hi, I'm Frank Mariani, and I'm the chairman of Mariani Premier Group. Started in north side of Chicago, Mariani Landscape, and decided a little over 3 years ago to partner up with a private equity group out of New York, CI Capital, great partners. And in the process, we've been looking to build the best residential landscape company, actually the best landscape company in the world.
Wow.
And because of my great partners at CI and the great partners that we've, the different companies that we've partnered with, 19 to date around the country, we're well on our way to accomplishing our mission.
So you discussed, Frank, how you're actually accomplishing this task, right? Being the best in the world. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what you're doing now with the company?
Yeah, well, you know, my father passed away 50 years ago this past November, and I've been running Mariani, and I've been very involved in the green industry ever since Dad died. The one thing I love about this business, and there are several things I love about this business, but the green industry in general, it's all about relationships. Whether it's the associates that work at Mariani, the clients that I've become great friends with at Mariani, people in green industry that I've met through ELCA and Planet and now NALP, the local state organization, Illinois Landscape Contractors Association, ASLA, all the different organizations that really make up the green industry, I've made lifelong friends with. So when I decided to go out and start partnering with other companies, it was easy for me because I've had relationships for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years.
Wow.
And when you're in a relationship type business, going out, knocking on doors, picking up the phone, asking people, do they have an exit strategy? What's their plan for their associates? For me, the reason I decided to sell my company and to build a larger company was simple. I wanted to make sure that everybody at Mariani had a job, whether Frank Mariani was there or whether I got hit by a bus tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ensure that we had a plan for them going in the future. And it's amazing to me, whether it's landscape industry or any industry, how many company owners never plan for the day they may exit, whether voluntarily or involuntarily. I didn't want to make that same mistake. So this was a natural thing for me, and I'm having a ball. I anticipate staying involved basically as long as I'm healthy enough to work, because this is a blessing. This is not a job. This is just a passion for me, and it's my dad's legacy, and I'm very proud to be involved in the green industry. And I'm so thrilled to be able to have the partners that are now part of our company and the future companies that will join us. So it's been great.
Yeah. One of the comments that you made during the panel was sort of discussing that idea of making it into, right, the best landscape company in the world. But you also talked about developing leaders and developing sort of people that are kind of figuring out and finding who will be that person, and or even hiring or having companies on board that are also have the same mission as you as well. So,
you know, I can tell you, we've interviewed numerous companies. And, you know, the vast majority, quite frankly, it's not a good fit for the Mariani Premier Group.
Mm.
And what I mean by that, they may not have the culture that we're really looking for, where their clients, for me, it's two commandments for me. What's best for the associates of our company, you know, all the employees, all we call them associates, but what's best for them? And number two, and equally important, what's best for our clients? If we can really strive to make sure that our clients and our associates are treated with the utmost respect, and we really create raving fans out of both of them, you know, our business is secure.
Mm.
If we visit a company and you can sense that the culture there is not really the quality that we're looking for. In other words, people are not there for a career, they're simply there for a job. That's probably not a company, it's not a company we want to partner with. If it's a company that desires to learn something new every day and improve, that's a company we want to acquire. That's a company we want, and I don't say acquire lightly, I really mean partner with. If they think they're already the best, it's probably not a good partner for us. I can tell you at Mariani, if you go to our website, you'll see some amazing projects. What I think differentiates our team from any other team is that we can win the top award no matter what award it is, and the team will critique our own project and say, well, you know, we could have done this a little bit better. We could have done that a little better. Our next project will be better than the last one we completed. And that, to me, is so exciting and so inspirational. And that's the type of company we want to partner with. Somebody that's looking to improve. Somebody who wants to join, really, the ultimate peer group. Because now, amongst all of our companies, we share best practices. And anybody can pick up the phone and not be afraid to ask any question. There's no dumb questions. There's no dumb answers. There's just opportunity to learn, to take chances, make mistakes, but always in an effort to get better each and every day. So that's kind of our credo.
And I really deeply appreciate that aspect of doing business as well, because I think there is this misconception, especially being new to the industry. For me, I graduated with a landscape architecture degree 2 years ago. And so kind of learning what is the business behind all of this? You know, let's peek into the background here. It's not just design. But you know, it's also not purely about making the money like we were talking about before, but it's about, like you said, what's best for the client and servant leadership,
right?
And doing what's best for.
Well, you know, when I set out, when Dad died in 1973, we were doing $90,000 in revenue. It was my dad and at that time, nine fellas that worked for the company. And he passed, and it was me and nine fellas that were working for the company. I was working 7 days a week, because at that time we worked Monday through Saturday. And then Sunday, I paid the bills, did the payroll, sent out invoices, washed the trucks, sharpened the blades, changed the oil, and that was my week. And that was tough. First of all, the worst thing was losing my dad, who was an absolute gem, the most wonderful man. And then, you know, all my friends went to college and I'm sitting there by myself. And it was lonely and it was hard and I felt sorry for myself. And I said, you know what, I'm going to grow a bigger business, because I want people to help me. I want people that have more expertise, be it in agronomy, be it in horticulture, be it in landscape architecture, be it in business, be it in human resources, whatever the case may be. I wanted to build something that was much better than what I knew myself. And I knew I could surround myself with more talent than I could ever deliver. And it all started with what's best for the associates at Mariani, what'll make their life better, and give them opportunity to grow. What's best for our clients, and that's having more expertise within our ranks. So, you know, never set out to be a $60 million company. That's what we were. We were the largest residential company when I decided to sell 12/31/20. And we started at 90,000. What drove that business was I wanted to offer more expertise to the clients that I had, and I knew I didn't have that expertise, so I hired people. And when I hired someone, I never hire anybody for a job. I always hired somebody for a career. That's a big, big difference. And what I mean by that is I didn't want anybody to come and work for me for a year or two or three or four. I wanted them to start with Mariani, and I wanted them to retire at Mariani. And I knew the only way I could do that was to offer opportunity, a great career path, great incentive program, so that they wouldn't have the desire to seek employment elsewhere, or they wouldn't desire to start their own company because it was better partnering with me. That's work. That's why at Mariani, Illinois, we've got over 50 associates in the Quarter of a Century Club. They've been with Mariani over 25 years, some of them over 40. That, to me, is the biggest compliment of what our company stands for, because people don't stay that long unless you really have a great company that has a great culture. I just want to continue to have a company like that. When somebody was a laborer at Mariani, they had an opportunity to remain a laborer if that's what they chose to do, but they also, I think more importantly, had an opportunity to become a foreman, a crew leader. A crew leader and trainer, then a crew leader, then a supervisor, then a manager, then a branch manager. The only way to create a scenario where there really is career opportunity is to map that out and let everybody know, in order for you to move up this ladder, number one, there is opportunity because the company is growing. Number two, here is your game plan. This is what you need to accomplish. We will help you accomplish these goals so that you can move up that ladder if, in fact, you want to do that. And that's why we grew from $90,000 to $60 million. Never set out to do $60 million, only set out to keep people employed at Mariani. And the only way I knew that was to offer growth. Hence, we grew the company like crazy, revenue grew, and everybody benefited. And really, the two most important segments benefited. Our clients benefited because we had more expertise to offer. Our associates benefited because they had opportunity to climb the ladder of success. So that's a winning combination.
Absolutely. That sort of reminds me a little bit of learning kind of the CEO of Gillette at the time. I think it was like somewhere in the 70s. He really was motivated to build a company that not only lasted even after he passed, but also, like you said, creating good quality services for the people and then taking care of their employees and associates. So there is this long-lasting legacy that's being led by a good leader.
Yes.
You know, you create good leaders from that, because now everyone does, you're setting an example for everyone else to follow. And so my question to you is, what do you see in your associates that make a good leader, even if they're not in a place of quote unquote leadership?
I think a good leader, number one, starts with somebody, again, who is looking for continual improvement and starting with himself or herself.
Yeah,
I think that's key. I think a good leader, and I could do a better job of it, is somebody who's willing to listen first. And not only listen, but really try to understand the other person or person's point of view, and really how that point of view not only affects the company, but really how it affects that individual or those individuals. You know, I think a good leader has to, you know, take it for the team. You know, I think a leader really needs to do the simple things. For example, lead by example.
Yeah.
You know, I think that, you know, Mariani, I'm proud of the fact that throughout all the Premier Group, there's a common thread, and that there's nothing that we won't do to really make the right statement, try to deliver the best product, try to create a fabulous environment for our clients and for the associates that work for us. And those kind of things, if you really focus in on, again, our two commandments, taking care of our team, taking care of our clients, basing every decision that we make, I think a good leader can really simplify things and make it an easy opportunity for every individual that works at our companies, the opportunity for them to make the decision based on these basic principles. You know, what should I do for Mrs. Jones if she asks me X?
Right.
If it benefits Mrs. Jones, it benefits the individual associates that work for Mrs. Jones, and it benefits the company, you know your answer. You can answer yourself. You don't have to get on the phone and quote-unquote ask your boss what we should do. You just answer those questions yourself, and then, in fact, you empower everybody to be impacting how the company really is successful, how the company delivers on their promise of, you know, achieving a beautiful landscape. So, again, I like to keep things as simple as possible. That seems to work for me.
That's great. I love simplicity, and you're definitely leading with simplicity. And so I gleaned a lot from our chat, you know, and from the panel as well. So thank you so much, Frank. I really appreciate
thank you.
It. Yeah.
And I appreciate your time. And now let me ask you a question. Why are you doing this? You got your degree in landscape architecture from where?
Florida International University.
Florida International. Are you ever going to get back on the table and design anymore?
Well, I'm working for a landscape architecture firm.
Good.
It's a small one, but it's a really good, mighty one.
Great.
Actually, you remind me very much of our owner. He's a wonderful leader, leads by example, has been running the business for 35 years.
Where's it located?
Hollywood, Florida.
Oh, awesome.
Yep.
Awesome. Great.
Yeah. So we've been enjoying it and just been kind of learning a little bit what the business is like,
you know,
and kind of what the degree is. So I'm hoping to learn more, but I think right now what I'm sort of focusing on is being a better leader. I'm an associate. I just started. You know,
great.
I got hired November, but I do really value just being able to be a hard worker, and that's why I think I gleaned a lot from that.
Terrific. Are you involved with ASLA?
Yes,
that's,
I am.
Well, by the way, that's a step in the right direction.
Good.
So I wish you all the luck in the world.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you for this. It was terrific.
No, thank you.